Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air dates, May 8th, 1953. And the title is Half Pint Outlaw. I doubt that's ice cream. I'm pretty sure it's dealing with a little kid. Maybe not so little. So get into it. And again, thanks for being a member. I deeply appreciate it, guys. You don't understand how much it means to me. You help keep this show going. Without you guys, I couldn't do it. I just could not do the show. So again, thank you so much. If you're getting this, you're listening, you're a very valued member. I'm trying to find stuff I can get for you guys. I was going to work on doing some video, but the service I was using no longer accepts videos from me because we don't put out high quality HD video. Because it's old-time radio, or old videos, as it were. So, yeah, there's that. So, again, let's get into today's episode, and thanks for listening.
Hold on to your hats, because here comes another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure, starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle. We'll hear the exciting story, Half Pint Outlaw, right after this message.
Most of the lawbreakers trailed by United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles were of the same kind, mean, tough killers. But once in a while, they found themselves after someone as different as the half-pint outlaw.
Looks like you did it, Jingles.
Yeah! How about that? Every shot in the bullseye. Bill, that's about the best I ever done.
Just keep practicing, partner. You're doing real fine.
Yeah, and you keep showing me those tricks you use, too.
All right. Hey, looks like we got company coming, Jingle.
Where? Oh, yeah. Wonder who that is.
Looks to me like it might be Judge Graham.
I guess you're right. Nobody else but that old fuddy-duddy would wear a frock coat and a beaver hat on a hot day like this.
Howdy, Judge.
Afternoon, Marshal. Jingles.
Howdy, Judge Graham. Well, what brings you out here?
Business, Jingles. I don't see why a busy judge has to go hunting for a U.S. Marshal when he wants one. But that's the way it is.
Jingles and I have been pretty busy ourselves lately.
Yeah, looks like it. Target practice.
Target practice is part of our job.
That's how we stay alive, to go on catching owl hoots for you to try in your court, Judge.
Maybe. Seems like a waste of time, though. Well, here's the warrant, Bill. Young outlaw by the name of Frank Jensen. And I warn him in court by tomorrow morning.
What's he done, Judge?
Plenty. Defied a court order, resisted arrest, assault with a deadly weapon. I wouldn't be surprised if we'll find some more crimes. Bring him in. I'll take care of him. Teach him some respect for the law.
He sounds like a pretty ferocious sort of a varmint.
He is. Ran two of the sheriff's deputies right off his place with a rifle. Might have killed him just as easy as not.
And you want us to bring him in?
That's right. By tomorrow morning.
Now you see why we take time out for target practice.
Where do we find this rifle-toting outlaw, Judge?
Well, it's all the papers there. The 2J Ranch, 4 miles out the river road over in Mesquite Valley.
And he'll just be sitting there waiting for us, huh?
That's right. And with a loaded rifle.
Well, come on, Jingles. Let's saddle up and go get him.
No, all right. But I ain't so sure I like this job. Not even a little bit. No, sirree, Bob. Bill, why are you in such an all-fired hurry to get yourself shot at?
You heard the judge. He says he wants his prisoner in court by tomorrow morning.
Oh, that old goat. I don't like that man, Bill.
Nothing you can do about it, Jingles. He's a judge and he's the law in this country.
Well, I just hope I never get arrested and have to come up before old Frozen Face. Probably put me in jail and throw the key away.
Maybe that's why this Frank Jensen fought so hard to keep from being taken in.
Yeah, now we gotta try to take him. Well, there's the ranch house, Bill.
Yeah. Slow down, Buckshot.
Easy, Joker. Easy now. Sure is a pretty spread, Bill. Lots of grass, fat steers. Real nice.
Hey. Whoa, watch out.
Whoa, Joker, whoa.
What's that you said about this being a real nice place?
Bill, this is no time for polite conversation. That varmint up there is shooting at us.
He only shot once, Jingles, and he missed.
Bill Hickok, sometimes I think you ain't got good sense. Got a rifle, hasn't he? Judge Graham said he was dangerous, didn't he? You don't even seem to be worried.
Maybe that's because I saw who did the shooting.
You did? Well, where is the Henry Bushwhacker?
Standing right there on the porch.
Oh, now, Bill, stop hoorahing me. That's just a little bitty old kid.
He's holding a rifle, isn't he?
Oh, sure,
Ben. Ben, he must be our man. Put your hands up and let's ride up and talk to him. Come on, Buckshot, get up there.
Oh, this is the silliest thing I ever heard of. That little shaver, why, he ain't no desperate outlaw.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but what do you say we find out what this is all about?
Hold it right there.
Oh, Buckshot.
Oh, Joker.
You two turn your horses out and get.
Now, just a darn minute, sonny. We want to talk to your pa.
I ain't got no pa. Now get off my place or I'll draw you plumb center.
Your name Frank Jensen, son?
Yeah, you know it is. But you ain't taking me, you hear?
Bill, is this really the outlaw?
Sure is, Jingles. Frank, I think you better put up that gun.
I ain't gonna do it. I don't want to shoot nobody, but if you make one move to get off that horse, I'll pull the trigger.
Now listen to me, you half-pint bobcat. Lots bigger men than you have tried to shoot Wild Bill Hickok, and none of them ever done it yet.
Wild Bill Hickok? Are you really Wild Bill?
Yeah, he really is. And I'm really Jingles. Now, point that squirrel gun someplace else and let us climb down.
Oh, no, you don't. You two are lawmen and you'll take me away.
No, we won't.
Wait a minute, Jingles.
Huh?
You're wearing a badge. You can't make a promise like that.
Just what I thought. You're like all the rest of them. Nobody wants to help me. They just want to take me away.
No, but now listen, Frank.
I thought the law was supposed to help people when they got in trouble. Well, if that's the way the law works, well, I don't want it. Now get out.
Well, Marshal Hickok, you and your big badge, what do you say to that?
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. When Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles went to the 2J Ranch in Mesquite Valley to pick up a desperate outlaw, they found that he was a 12-year-old boy, but he was armed with a rifle and he was desperate, and he refused to let the two officers come near him.
Go on now. Get going.
No, you know we can't do that.
Now look, Frankie, I'll make you a promise.
What promise?
Jingles and I won't take you away until we've had a chance to sit down and talk about your side of the story.
How's that, huh?
Well, all right. Nobody's even listened to me so far.
Pile off, Jingles. We can talk better over there on the porch.
Yeah. Now come on over here in the shade, Frankie.
I wasn't really crying. I was just sort of mad. I reckon I got some dust in my eye.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I've had the same thing happen to me. Happens sometimes when you get a little scared, too.
I wasn't scared. Men don't get scared.
They don't, huh? Well, since I've been trailing around with Wild Bill, it seems like I've been scared about half the time.
Everybody gets scared, Frankie. But the best kind of men don't let it through them. They just go ahead and do what they have to do.
Well, gee, I'm glad to know that. I guess I got a lot to learn about being a man.
Well, so have a lot of grown-up men I know.
Frankie, let's find out why the judge wants you in court, huh?
Well, that's easy. He wants to send me away to an orphan's home.
He does?
Sure. Dad got killed by a horse, and I can't remember my ma. So I guess I'm the only one left to ramrod this spread.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that, Frankie.
You're pretty young to be running a cattle spread, aren't you?
Yeah, but I can do it. I know I can. I'm a top hand.
I'll bet you are. Yes, sir, but it'll take more than one top hand to keep this place rolling.
Well, I figured maybe the millers that live down the road would lend me a hand at roundup time. And maybe after I get the rest of the mortgage paid off, I could hire a little help.
That's going to take a lot of time, Frankie. Time when you ought to be in school.
Oh, but Wild Bill.
Now, you just listen to Wild Bill a minute, Frankie.
You can't spend all your time working and never have a chance to grow up and learn something, Frankie.
But don't you see? I'm the only one left to run the 2J. Dad worked and fought all his life to get this spread. And I helped him stock it and keep it rolling. I gotta stay here and work at Wild Bill. I just gotta.
Doggone it, Bill. Now, why ain't I smart enough to think of something?
I can see your problem, Frankie. But you'll never get anywhere fighting the law.
But I just want him to leave me here.
What about resisting arrest? And what about firing shots at the two sheriff's deputies?
I just shot over their heads. Don't the law say that a man's got a right to defend his own home?
Seems to me there's something about that in the Constitution, Bill.
Well, I'm a man, and this is my home.
You sure are a man, Frankie.
Now, wait a minute, Jingles. Frankie, the law wants you to get a square deal. Now, why don't you come to court with us, and we'll see if we can work this thing out the right way, huh?
But that means losing my ranch.
No, it doesn't. The ranch is yours. The law won't take it away from you.
But that's what the sheriff's man said. He said I was to go to an orphan's home, and Judge Graham was going to put the ranch up for public sale.
Oh, now, Judge Graham wouldn't do that. Or would he?
I hadn't heard about that.
You're not going to make me go to court, are you, Wild Bill?
Well?
I'll tell you what. You stay here tonight and get your chores done. Jingles and I are going to find a way out of this for you. If we need you, we'll be back in the morning.
Well, if you can't give a man a straight answer, give him some kind of an answer. That's what I always say. Bill Hickok, if you let Judge Graham take Frankie's ranch away from him, I think maybe I'll just go back to East Sidalia and quit riding with you.
I wouldn't blame you, Jingles. But sometimes a U.S. Marshal has to do something he doesn't want to do.
No, now, Bill, there must be something we can do about this.
We'll try, Jingles. Here's the judge's office. Pull up. Whoa, watch out.
Whoa, Joker, whoa.
Hey, looks like the judge is still here. Getting kind of late, isn't
he? He must have sentenced somebody to be hung, and he's staying around to celebrate.
You better not talk that way till we find out what the score is, Jingle.
I'll talk any way I want to. I'm mad.
Ma'am, Marshal Hickok. You brought the prisoner, I presume?
You go ahead and presume. We didn't bring you no prisoner.
What?
You said you wanted him in court tomorrow morning, Judge. We'll have him here then.
You mean he's still at large?
If doing his father's work and his own work, too, is being at large, yep, he's at large.
Now, look here. I signed an order for that young man's arrest, and I want him in jail.
Oh, what for?
Jingles.
But, Bill,
Never mind. Is it true that the Jensen's ranch is being put up for sale?
Of course. The young man has no parents and no guardian. The ranch will be sold, and the money will be put in a trust fund for him.
But he doesn't want it sold.
I can't help that. I've already announced the sale, and I've had an offer of $25 an acre from Silas James.
Silas James?
Yes, sir. He's president of the Valley Land and Water Company.
Yeah, I know that.
That old skinflint. If he's offering $25 an acre, that ranch must be worth $150.
That price does seem pretty low. That's one of the best ranches in the valley.
Yep, prices are always low at a for sale. And there are debts that a young boy couldn't be expected to take care of.
What I want to know is, who is forcing this sale?
Now, look here. I'm only doing my duty as a judge. I have no interest in this case whatsoever.
Judge, it seems to me that you're a big stockholder in the Valley Land and Water Company.
Hmm? Well, that isn't very well known. Look here, Hickok, what do you mean?
I mean that it might be worth your while to force the sale of a good ranch to a company in which you have a big interest.
As I said before, that's none of your business.
And as I said before, we're making it our business.
You can't come into my office and threaten me. I'm a judge. Give me back those papers, Hickok. You and Jingles are off the case.
That's just fine with us, Judge. Here you are.
Now get out of my office. I'll have the sheriff himself pick up that young outlaw.
All right, Judge. Come on, Jingles, let's go.
But, Bill, are we pulling out?
You heard the judge, Jingles. We're off the case.
That old goat, I'd like to go back and pull his whiskers.
You know, Jingles, that's the first time you and I have ever been taken off of a case. How do you feel about it?
I feel swell.
Then let's get our horses and see if we can do something, huh?
Where are we going?
We'll go talk to some people that might be able to help. Steady, Buckshot.
Easy, Joker. Bill and I are failures. Ain't that nice? Well, he thinks so, Bill. Bill!
Run for it, Jingles. Get up there, Buckshot.
Jump, Joker. Get me out of here. Who's shooting at us? The judge?
Could be. Those shots came from the back of his office.
Then why are we running away? Let's go back and hammer his ears off.
Nope. I think he wants us to have an accident before court opens tomorrow.
All right. Let's take care of the judge so we can be sure we won't have an accident.
We're going to be too busy, Jingles. We have to ride clear to the county seat and back before morning.
Huh? Oh, now I know you're loco. trouble all over this end of the county, and you decide to go for a nice long ride in the moonlight.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles discovered that Judge Graham was after Frank Jensen's ranch, and that was why he was so eager to bring the case to court. They headed for the county seat on a wild night ride to try to stop the legal proceedings.
How long is it till daylight, Bill?
Not long now, Jingles. We ought to get to the Miller Ranch just about sunup.
You think the Millers will be willing to help?
I'll sure try to talk them into it, partner. Frankie said they were real nice to him after his father was killed.
Well, you sure you got all the papers you need from the county seat?
I think so. We kept the district judge up most of the night filling them out for us.
Yeah, he was mad as a short-tailed cow in fly time when we got him out of bed.
Yeah, but he simmered down in a hurry, though, when we told him what we wanted.
Yeah, he was real helpful. You know, with all the no-good buzzers we meet up with in our business, it's great to find that there's still some nice folks around.
There's plenty of them, Jingles. They just don't make as much noise as the other kind.
I guess you're right. Get along, Joker. I know you're tired, but this is one time we just gotta keep going.
Now keep your eyes open, Sheriff. This young sidewinder is mighty quick on the trigger, they say.
I don't like this, Judge. Hunting down young'uns like they was outlaws.
You just do as I say. I got a legal warrant right here, and it's your duty to arrest young Jensen and bring him into court. Whoa, there now.
Whoa, Stonewall. I don't see nobody. Maybe he skipped out.
And it'll go hard with him if he did. He knows we want him. And I can send him to jail if he's a fugitive.
Wild Bill! Jingle! Hey, wait a minute. You're not Wild Bill.
That's right. We're not. Now get your hands up and stand right there or I'll shoot.
You wouldn't shoot a kid, Judge.
He's dangerous, I tell you. I'm not going to have him running back in the house for a gun.
You tricked me.
Put the handcuffs on him. Then we'll know he's safe.
Handcuffs?
Oh, now wait a minute.
You heard me, Sheriff. Do your duty.
I'm sorry, youngster. I guess I gotta do what the judge says.
You stay away from me. If anybody's gonna take me in, it'll be Wild Bill and Jingles.
Well, they won't be back. They've been taken off this case.
Oh, yeah? Then who's this coming in the road?
Huh? Blast those two. What are they doing here?
It's them. Say, I'm glad they're here.
Oh, Joker, whoa. Looks like we just got here in time, Bill.
Wild Bill, they're going to put handcuffs on me.
Put them away, Sheriff. You won't need them.
Thanks, Bill. I sure didn't want to use them.
Hickok, I've had enough of your meddling. I'll have your badge for interfering with a legal arrest.
You've been threatening me since yesterday, Judge Graham. Now you shut up and listen.
Attaboy, Bill, tell him.
You're not taking Frankie to court now or any time.
You mean that, Wild Bill?
Sure he does, Frankie.
What do you mean? This boy has no parents, no guardian. He's a ward of the court, and I'm the court.
Oh, shut up.
Frankie has a new father and a new mother, if it's all right with him.
I do?
Sure do. Your next-door neighbors, the Millers, said they'd be glad to adopt you, and I've got the papers right here.
The Millers? Oh, gee, they're swell folks.
Yeah, and they said they'd throw your ranch right in with theirs and run it all as one spread till you get growed up.
Where'd you get those papers, Hickok?
I got them from District Judge Bell at the county seat.
Judge Bell?
Yeah. He's your boss, ain't he? He's not very happy with this shenanigan you tried to pull, practically stealing Frankie's ranch.
He sure isn't. I've got some more papers here, Judge. This one is an order relieving you of your job. This other one is a warrant for your arrest on swindling charges.
Bill and I sure been busy, ain't we?
You won't get away with this, Hickok. I'll bring you in, too.
I don't think he'd have nerve enough to jump you, Bill.
Yeah, the judge will get his head knocked off if Bill decides to hit him.
Cut it out, Judge. I don't want to have to drop you.
Oh, go ahead and hit him, Bill. He's got it coming.
Let me hit him.
Doggone if I don't think you can whip him, Frankie.
Now get away!
Just what I thought. Bill pushed you, and you fell down.
Bill, look out!
Wild Bill Hickok will continue after this message.
I thought you might try that when your fist didn't work. Tie him up, Jingles.
Tie him up, nothing. Sheriff, get out those handcuffs and let the judge see how they feel.
Gee, Wild Bill. I don't know how to thank you and Jingles.
Well, Bill, that dust is starting to blow around again, and Well, I think I must have got some in my eyes, too.
You and me both, partner.
Well, let's just don't stand here blubbering like three big sissies. Well, come on, Frankie. Let's get on down the road and have breakfast with your new folks.
You've just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Annie Devine as his pal Jingle. This has been a Globe Sound presentation. You've just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Jess Kirkpatrick, Dick Beals, and Curly Bradley. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking, reminding you to tune this station again when we present another of the adventures of
Wild Bill Hickok!
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening, and have a great day.